coming back, I find we're not as connected. Just, you just know that from community events. We don't come together like we did as when I was growing up. You know, you're always at somebody's house. Mm-hmm. That I think over time that has changed. Mm-hmm. So that's what I see anyway.
More traffic.
Yeah.
I used to be able to walk along the side of the road, mm-hmm. and like my dog died recently. He was 16, but I would take the dog for a walk and walk either down the road or up the road, mm-hmm. and it didn't bother me. Mm-hmm. Now I wouldn't. I go up so far and then go in next to Deborah's and go in where there's less traffic. If I was going for a walk, because it's terrible, the amount of traffic, and getting in and out of my getting out of my driveway sometimes, it'll take at least 5 minutes or more sometimes you're heading down the road, depending on the time of day, because there's, everybody cuts through here, because it's a shortcut, which is nice, but, you know.
It was always a safety issue to walk on this road, but it's more of an issue now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
used to be a dirt road.
Oh, I know.
I don't remember. Yeah. See, I don't remember that.
I don't remember the dirt road.
I can remember when the road I lived on was a dirt road.
It was a dirt road. Years and years ago.
It was a dirt road? I don't remember.
Yeah.
No.
And just the plank over the bridge there, wasn't it?
I remember the plank over the bridge. There was no pavement. It was just the boards that you walked across to come across the bridge.
We never always had a paved road. That just came.
Yeah.
I remember 30, 35, 40 years ago.
Yeah, because I remember coming over.
Other than that,
it was done.
Yeah.
In Middle Sackville, we upped this up a little bit. And of course, my father, my grandparents, they lived right at the foot of the hill down there, Wesley Parsons, and mm-hmm. we used to come over in the spring with some potholes in this road.
Oh, you'd be going around.
Yeah. Dad used to get some
drive on the
road
side of the road.
Yeah,
coast coast from Mrs. Lucas and straight on down to the Woodvale.
Yep.
And the only time you saw a car was 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't see them more. We could coast all day.
Now that's a memory.
Coast again till 10 or 11 o'clock. You didn't see no cars, but nobody had nothing.
No. And even in our own driveway.
Mr. Granville Parsons had one, and your grandfather had one.
Mr. Edward Lucas had one. Mm-hmm.
Gordon Parsons, I think, had one, but
very few people had cars when you were young.
I guess so.
I got a picture of the front part of the old,
T-Bottle 40.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my grandfather had an old car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we used to coast and whatnot, like at the top aisle driveway now, and go wait.
We go down to the field.
Yeah.
And they could walk down Sandy Lake.
We had a horse wagon. We used to get on, jump on it, and all the way down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
But before that, it was your mother and Buddy and
Mill
and all the Inus and all the rest of them. We went down from the lane right on down to the...
Is that right?
Yes.
See, you have memories that I was too young to even know.
Yeah, see, I was young to that, too. I know we used to do it when we were coming along. With. I remember the old horse wagon. We still had that. But, I mean, we grew up on a farm, so, you know.
Yeah, everybody had, animals and stuff.
We're allowed to leave the yard.
Yeah.
Pigs.
And grew their own vegetables and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Pigs and chickens.
Yeah.
A cow.
Cow. Pigs.
Uncle Noel had an ox team.
Mm-hmm.
Who did?
His grandfather had oxen down at the Mr. Cliff Oliver.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, where was that?
The oxen. Mr. Noble Oliver had an ox.
Okay. See, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, he lived right back the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last horse back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they used to drive horse and wagon, didn't they?
Well, they had no other choice.
I'm assuming that's why we had one. horse, but... But, yeah.
Those were the good days.
The good days. They were good days.
I can remember when they used to, Paul Zahn used to
a lot of people used to walk out to the bus because the bus only came out to the corner out there.
Oh, yeah.
And snow. Snowstorms and everything else. And but we had no cars then.
Yep.
And they'd be walking out early in the morning to catch the bus to go to work, and then come back at night and walk all the way back in here again.
They didn't seem to mind it. They had no choice.
No. Nope.